Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Millions of Americans today do not have health insurance. There are a variety of reasons, and much research is being done to examine different factors in the hope of finding a solution. But in the meantime, those people need care. That's where an organization like Carefree Medical comes in. The nonprofit was founded in 2004 to serve as a primary care medical office for patients without insurance or without access to affordable care. Today, they serve more than 7,000 patients here in the greater Lansing area. And for our Neighbors in Action segment today, we're speaking with Carefree Medical's founder, Dr. Barry Saltman, and longtime volunteer and retired nurse practitioner, Kate Line. Barry, Kate, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Barry, give us an overview of the different kinds of care you provide. It's fairly comprehensive.
It is. Actually, we provide primary care to adults and children. We also are pleased to have a dental clinic, an optometry clinic, and behavioral health.
Can anyone receive care at Carefree Medical, or do you have to meet particular requirements?
We will see anybody who comes in the door and says that they need care. We are not a walk-in clinic. We function very much like all the other primary care offices in the community.
You envisioned a smaller mom-and-pop kind of operation, I'm led to believe, but you attracted way more people than you anticipated, I guess. Tell us how Carefree Medical grew into what it is today.
Well, Suzanne, my wife, and I, who started Carefree in 2004, felt we want to pay back to the community for supporting us and our family for so many years. We thought we'd be open a day a week and see people that had no insurance. It took us a little while to realize that there were a lot of men and women who did not have access to health care, and children as well. And we thought, well, that day a week's going to have to be more. We're now full-time.
Mm. You were a GP then prior
exactly.
to
and
Carefree
Suzanne
Medical?
Suzanne is a family nurse practitioner,
here.
As Kate.
In the city of Lansing?
Then? Mason.
In Mason.
Yes.
Kate, you've been a volunteer for 9 years?
I have, yes.
Tell us about your own medical background.
Well, I'm a nurse, family nurse practitioner. I used to teach in critical care nursing, and I just retired from Michigan State College of Nursing after 27 years of teaching and practice.
Mm. And you wanted to continue being active in this. You obviously enjoy volunteering.
Absolutely. It has been the best job that I've ever had in a clinical position. I've been there, I'm in my ninth year now.
That is so great to hear. Barry, why did you want to start Carefree Medical?
Well, Suzanne and I were instrumental in helping start the clinic at Crystal Ray some 15 years ago. 20 years ago, actually, and we loved it very much, and we thought when we retire, we want to be able to give back to the community in a smaller way. Actually, we're in a larger way now. We've become the second largest safety net in the Tri-County area.
And I understand, there's a personal dimension here to this involvement as well. Can you talk to us about that?
There is. I had a health issue 16 years ago that might have been life-threatening. And I was fortunate enough to have access, because of my insurance, to outstanding physicians who cared for me, and here I am. And I thought, I kind of need to pay this back.
Mm, very interesting. Or pay it forward, as it were. I'm speaking with Dr. Barry Saltman, founder of Carefree Medical, along with Kate Line, who has volunteered with Carefree for 9 years. Safe to call Carefree Medical, I think, a big success story here for hundreds of people here in the land, thousands of people, I imagine. In the Lansing area. How is Carefree Medical funded exactly,
Good
Barry?
Good question, and I'm glad you asked it. About 60% of our finances are covered by fee-for-service from Medicaid and other insurances. The remainder, the 40% that we need to keep us open, comes from this community, from grants, from individual donations. We've just been so blessed over the years to have the support from the Lansing area that we've gotten.
And that support is still strong here in 2016?
It is. We are about to start a financial campaign, actually March 15th February 15th until the end of March. We want to raise another $30,000 so that we can provide more care to more people than the 7,800 that we're caring for now. Mark, we also would like to ask that if there are any physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, dentists, or optometrists who would like to volunteer some time at Carefree, it would help us expand our services. We presently would ask them to come, whatever, a half a day a month, a day a week, whatever they're capable and have time for.
I don't think we've ever had, the focus of this once a week segment on our program is volunteerism. I don't think we've ever had quite so qualified a group of volunteers as you have at Carefree Medical.
Thank you.
It's interesting to hear that appeal. But Kate, talk to us about your most memorable encounter with a patient.
Yes,
you've had a lot of them, I imagine.
I have. I could probably write a book, but I was thinking the one that really had an impact on me was right after affordable care and Medicaid expansion in Michigan. A woman walked in, a middle-aged woman. She'd never had health care in her life. She'd never had a primary care provider.
So this was pretty recent.
Yes.
Relatively recent.
And she had heard that she had high blood pressure. I think she used a blood pressure machine in Myers. And she came in and said, I've never seen anyone. I know I have high blood pressure. I want to be checked. And I looked at her blood pressure because we always check it, and it was incredibly high. And I kept talking with her and gathering her history. And then I looked next to her and I said, why do you have a walker? She looked very able-bodied and healthy. And she said, about 6 months ago, I kind of lost my balance. And I asked a lot more questions, and I could feel my brain, just my thoughts racing. And finally, I said, let's get an MRI and see what's going on. Mm. We got her on blood pressure medicine, and the MRI showed that she had a cerebellar stroke. And the cerebellum is the part of the brain where it controls balance. And so she'd had a massive stroke and really had never...
How long ago?
It had been 6 months.
Oh, my.
And she just had never accessed health care before. Mm. Did not know what she should do.
How are the clinics, Barry, I understand, are run by both volunteers as well as employees. About how does that break down? How many of each of those?
Well, we have approximately 25 employees. Volunteers, I'm going to say 8 or 9. The one employee that I want to talk about a moment is our new medical director, and that's Dr. Farhan Bhatti. I'm privileged to be on the faculty at Michigan State, and Farhan came to me as a student 8 years ago, as a first-year medical student. I was so impressed with him after a couple of months of observing him in his patient care. I asked him if he would be willing to consider taking over when I retired as the general manager at Carefree. He thought about it for a bit and came back to me a couple of weeks later and said, I will. And he has stuck with it for 8 years. Mm. He started with us July 1st after finishing his residency. Mark, he's had special training, not just as a board-certified family physician, but he is a family practitioner, but he also took special training in psychiatry and pediatrics. Gives you an idea of how intense he is and how thorough he is about his care. So he's going to be the future of Carefree, and we are delighted to have him.
A rich resource, I'm sure. He's been on the program, if I'm not mistaken.
Has.
Yeah. How has the number of people in need of your services, Barry, changed over the years, and with particular regard to the Affordable Care Act? Are you having to serve fewer people today than you were 5-10 years ago?
Actually more, and I'll explain why. In spite of the fact that we now have Healthy Michigan and therefore Medicaid is available to many, many more people than it was, there are still many, many people who cannot find physicians willing to take them with their Medicaid. A lot of people don't know this, but doctors lose money when they see a Medicaid patient. And particularly when you have a complicated patient and spend a lot of time with them, you just don't get enough money to cover your expenses. That's why we need the support we get from the volunteers and also from the community. So although many, many, many physicians are well-hearted, well-intentioned, and compassionate, they can't afford to keep their doors open if they see all the Medicaid patients present. We never turn a Medicaid patient away.
Kate, is your observation similar to that? Do you notice that from your perspective?
Very much so. My patients tell me they've had so much trouble finding primary care providers who would take them, and we will take all Medicaid patients.
Where are we headed with this trend, Barry?
Sorry?
Where are we headed with this trend of physicians who don't take Medicaid patients?
Oh, I just am finding more and more young people in the medical professions and medical schools and nursing schools who seem to have a better sense now about the need to make a portion of their practice available to the kind of people we're caring for now, and I think that that's going to change. That's probably optimistic as the Dickens, Mark, and that may not be the case. Mm. Maybe the right answer is, I don't know.
Mm. Would someone who is fully insured be taking away from someone in need if they chose to get care from you?
Au contraire, and I'll explain why. We have a number of people, both Dr. Bhatia and I, who feel that if we are not their providers, they're in trouble, and they have commercial insurance. And they feel very good about the amount of money that we generate seeing them, which helps us, therefore, see other people.
How can people help the mission of Carefree Medical? You did mention the fundraising campaign that you just launched. You said February 15th?
It started February 15th,
so
and then we'll go on.
We have a
website. It's carefreemedical.com. There are all kinds of ways that people can help us when they take a look at that website. It's very instructive and very helpful.
Very good. We want to thank both of our guests. I've been speaking with Dr. Barry Saltman, founder of Carefree Medical, along with Kate Line, who has volunteered with Carefree for 9 years. Continued success. Great to have you on the program today.
Mark, thank you so much for
our
your time.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestion to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us @KARCurrentState. That's @KARCurrentState. And please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.